This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police conference being held in Bhubaneswar. The conference is also being attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other key dignitaries, including Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The issues being discussed in the conference include internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI, drones and terrorism. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference tomorrow. Mr. Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening to attend the three-day conference. Home Minister Shah inaugurated the conference yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program today. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Earlier, the finance minister held discussions with women members of self-help groups, especially Jeevika Didi, who were exhibiting their products, including agri products. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million US dollar loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impact. The loan agreement for Building India's Clean Plant Programme was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, an officer in charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Programme, which strengthens plant health management. It will help develop regulatory frameworks and systems to implement the Clean Plant Programme effectively for horticulture in India. The project will involve collaboration with private nurseries, researchers, state governments and growers' associations to ensure its success. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. The Union Health Ministry has asked states and union territories to make snake bite cases and deaths a notifiable disease under the relevant provisions of the State Public Health Act or other applicable legislation. In a letter to the Principal Secretary and Additional Chief Secretary Health of all states and UTs, Union Health Secretary Punyasalil Srivastav emphasized that snake bites are a significant public health concern. She highlighted that snake bites can cause mortality, morbidity and disability, particularly among farmers and tribal populations. Ms. Srivastav mentioned that the ministry has launched the National Action Plan for Prevention and Control of Snake Bite Envenoming by 2030, NAPSE, in consultation with relevant ministries and stakeholders, aiming to halve snake bite-related deaths by 2030. She highlighted that one of the key objectives under NAPSE is to strengthen the surveillance of snake bite cases and deaths in India. A notifiable disease is a disease that is required to be reported to public health authorities when it is diagnosed. The goal of this requirement is to monitor, control and prevent the spread of diseases and to implement measures to protect public health. Cyclone Fanjul over the southwest Bay of Bengal continues to move northwestwards with a speed reduced from 15 to 13 kilometers per hour since this morning. According to the latest bulletin from the Met Department, the cyclone is likely to make landfall tonight at Puducherry. Presently, the cyclonic storm is located 110 kilometers near Chennai and 120 kilometers away from Puducherry. Owing to the cyclonic storm, road, rail, and air traffic have been disrupted. East Coast Road and OMR Road have been closed for road traffic. In the Syed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, the Indian pair of Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand Pulela moved into the women's doubles finals, beating Thailand's Benyapa Emsad and Noon Thakarn Emsad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.